Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting.
From the other side.
Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Yes, Hour of Enlightenment indeed. Just got back from working out. For the very first time in I don't know how long, Lucas joined a gym, so I thought, I'll join it too. It's one that I used a long time ago, and they gave us a good deal, so now I am tired and so hungry because I have not had anything to eat. So if I make no sense today, you guys got to cut me some slack. Right, Jennifer? Right, Eric?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you guys for joining us again, and thank you, LifeParanormal.com, for making this happen, and Rob came to the rescue again because we had issues getting the episode to work, but he did his usual magic, and we are on. So today, Eric, I love you, by the way. Eric is going to talk to you how we can deal with skeptics. I mean, there are people out there, and I have been the brunt of a lot of that, who have been so horrible, and they just want to just ridicule and all sorts of scorn and just totally rob us of our truth. And some of us have family members that we adore, but they still just like pound on us and just can't believe that we believe the stuff we believe in. They still believe the world is flat and we believe it's round. So that's pretty much it. So and we have wonderful Jennifer, who did an amazing job at the event at my home, at Eric's childhood home, last weekend. Right, Jennifer? Wasn't it awesome?
Yes, it was awesome. So much fun. So many great people.
Oh, my God. And everybody just so transformed by the experience and life-saving, life-changing. I mean, God, you guys, if you could get to the next one, whatever that might be, you need to make that happen for yourself. For yourself. But anyway, Eric, you want to talk about how we can deal with how we can deal with these yahoos / assholes?
Yeah. So
uninformed, unaware people.
Yeah. Yeah. So what he's saying is with skeptics, he says they're just always going to be skeptics, and he said there's really many different reasons that they do what they do to us. He says, some skeptics, they truly just don't believe. They really can't wrap their head around what it is that we know, that there is life, beyond this life. And they don't mean to be hurtful. This type of skeptic, they don't mean to be hurtful. They truly, he says, they just truly can't fathom it at all. He says it's like taking somebody who's never seen any calculus and putting them in a college level calculus course and expecting them to get an A on the test without any training. Their eyes glass over. There's no concept of what we're talking about, no frame of reference. He says those type of skeptics, he said, they don't mean harm. They don't mean to be offensive. They don't mean to hurt our feelings. Not that they don't, but they don't, that's not their intention. Now, he said, there's other skeptics who, he said, this is this like kind of this category of skeptics who do believe, they do believe in this, but they don't believe anybody else has the ability, and they're they know what they can do. They know their thoughts and their ideas and the stuff that they've seen, but they don't believe anybody else's experiences. And he said, that's always such an interesting one because they know there's something beyond this. They just don't believe that anybody else can do it. So they, he said, this is a lot of times like people who
can do what?
Troll.
Can do what, Eric?
Like they could, like he says, there are skeptics who are actually psychically gifted themselves.
Right.
So
they believe anybody else can channel, like they can.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yep. They're suspicious of everybody else who claims that they can. So he says, those are oftentimes like people who will go and make comments, from behind the scenes on the videos and on posts, and they cause a lot of trouble. And then there really is just the skeptics who don't believe, who don't have any experiences themselves, and then like to be nasty to the rest of us.
Why would they want to do that? Why?
He says, because they really don't have anything else to do. And he said, when you have the ones who are skeptic like that, he said, those people are just unhappy in almost every aspect of their life.
Oh, we need to send them love, people. Send them love.
Yeah,
that's what I do to these people.
Yes.
After I finish crying, I send them love.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And he says, most of us have, believe it or not, most of us have some in our family that fall into some level of being a skeptic. You know, like with anything else here on Earth, when we come here, we need to have the experience. You know, if everybody believed, if everybody knew, if we were all on the same page here, he said, we wouldn't really need to be here anymore.
we wouldn't grow.
We need the balance. We need, he says, it's actually good for us, those of us who do work in this field, because it gives us strength in a weird way. Because when somebody's mean to us or somebody's skeptical or they say something that hurts our feelings, we have the opportunity to turn back and hide, he says, or you keep moving forward with the light and sharing the light. And the more you do that, the stronger you become and the more confident you become. If
that's
everybody
true.
Just believed everything that you said all the time, it's not really, you know, it's like everybody getting an award for, you know, just showing up.
Yeah. Is there fear involved with these people? Like my father, okay? When I called him screaming and crying, saying that Eric had shot himself, and I had not even gotten to my house yet. We were just, you know, driving a million miles an hour down the road to get there. He said, "Ooh, sorry, Elisa. Eric's going to turn to dust." And, oh, my God, my heart fell. Now, why does people like – and then he crossed over and it's like, ha-ha, sucker.
Yeah.
He was But so what's behind people like him that are so militantly atheist, for example? Is there fear? It's like, oh, my God, maybe I'm going to go to hell. What is it?
Yeah, it's just such a closed mind. It's so closed-minded. And some people are like that. Eric says some people cannot see past what they believe, and the willingness to think that there's possibly something that they don't understand, that they don't have all the answers for, is just outside of their comprehension. And then he says, how sad for him, you know, how sad, and for people who believe that, how sad for them.
I know. Yeah, when he got sicker and sicker and sicker, he got more and more afraid. And
yes,
fear,
just
like,
holding on and holding on.
Yeah. Oh, God, he held on way too long. He did not turn that library card book in on time, okay? He must owe like $1,000 for that one. But in this case, I wonder what that was all about. Why did you just have to insist? You know, he's Spain, Catholic. His uncle was Cardinal of Spain, who did missionary work in Africa and got eaten up by cannibals. Can you believe that? That's so cool. Well, not for him.
Oh, wow.
What was it in his life that made that happen, that made him say, nothing there?
Eric says it was part of his soul contract. And for everybody involved, it was part of his soul contract. Eric says like it was like as if it was written in stone. He couldn't change it. Like once he wrote it, he was not deviating from it at all. When there was possibly the opportunities for him to deviate from and grow and open up, but he said it was like as if, you know, as if some of us write our stuff in pen and paper, and your dad had written that in stone, and there was just no way to get rid of it. He just held on and just dug in with it. And he was surprised.
What about people who come from very religious families, like Southern Baptists, Pentecostals? They're like, oh, my God, you guys are talking to the devil. And, all this time. Well, why would the devil create good in the world? So what? But, you know, what about them? Where is that coming from? Why do they want to latch onto that and not open to possibility?
And so, well, you know, that is what Eric says, is that is actually just hardwired into the human conditioning. Because he says those same people are willing to believe that the Bible was given, you know, the word of the Bible was given to man by God. And so Eric's like, if people will believe that, why will they not believe that there are people here who can still communicate with the other side, that it's not just the devil? And so he says it really is, that is human conditioning. It is about, you know, a little bit of controlling the masses. And he says, really, when you think about it, you know, if people can understand who the soul is that they're talking to, he says, you know, people know when they're connected to a soul of a loved one and a soul that comes from the light as opposed to one that comes from the darkness. But if you don't have that frame of reference, if you've never done it yourself, you know, the fear that is bred in and put in to generation after generation after generation, it's just so hard to overcome that fear.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, in the original Bible, I don't know the original, but there was no hell. There was reincarnation. There was mediumship, that Jesus was a medium. But all that got, you know, changed by Constantinople at the Council of Trent, and they put in these other little tools to control the masses. Don't you know that these people would shit bricks if they found out that Jesus did not die on the cross? That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
He died on the cross for our sins. That would like blow their minds. But so maybe Eric, maybe you can go to some of these relatives and blog members who are giving them a hard time and just show up and say, boom. Especially on Halloween. Real though. Here I am.
What he says about that is he said he's just like, practically setting off bombs, you know, like running around blowing things up. And he says for people who are so closed-minded like that, he says you can practically, you know, set a bomb off in the room and they won't notice it. They just won't notice it. If they're not ready, they won't see it. It doesn't matter what you do, they'll explain it away or they won't even notice it.
I just hate for people to suffer in the absence of that awareness, you know, that's so comforting.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
Yeah.
Okay, so strangers, who cares, okay? We can, you know, just get them out of your life. But what do you do if a very close friend or family member gives you a hard time with their skepticism of any sort, whether it's from a religious thing or whatever? How can we deal with that, Eric?
So he really is saying it's like everybody has those certain relatives that they can't talk politics with. You know, everybody has those certain relatives that they can't bring up certain topics. He says, for your own sanity, this may be the way. You just can't have this conversation. If you're not willing to not be around that family member, then he says you just can't have that conversation with that person. And he says also, you know, sometimes when we try to help family, it's not as effective as when a stranger brings something to a family member. And we've all been there. You know, we've all had our mom or our dad tell us something 100 times, he said, that you don't listen to and you don't hear it. And then somebody else says it and it's like it clicks right away. And so he says that's kind of how you have to leave it, especially with these family members and the friends that you love. You just hope that somebody else can reach them because it's sometimes, he says, it's just too hurtful to have family or friends do that to us. So we pull away in the hopes that somebody else can reach them.
I don't try to change anybody's mind. Now, if they solicit information, that's fine, but I do not start anything. But, yeah, I understand about the mom thing, the parent thing, because it's like, okay, to one of my kids, please don't get those tattoos because you are going to regret it. Now, that person's spending a lot of money to try to get those things off, but they don't believe you because they know, they don't believe me anyway, because they know all my little flaws and quirks. They know that I'm imperfect. So if I'm imperfect, then they throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, well, anything you say, crazy mom.
Exactly.
Here's what happens to me sometimes. Sometimes I go to like one of the business functions from my husband's company. And they'll say, well, so what do you do? Well, I'm a doctor. Yeah, but okay. Well, I don't practice anymore. I retired. And I said, well, what do you do now? And it's like, oh, God. Oh, my gosh. And I said, you really want me to open up that can of worms? Yeah. And then almost all of them say, oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're because last week I saw two angels next to my dumpster, you know, and crazy
yes.
stuff like that. Or, oh, I have
yes.
psychic abilities. So you'd be surprised how many people are in the closet afraid to share
yeah.
their spiritual awareness because, you know, because of the backlash
yeah.
all of us get. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I, me personally, Jennifer, as a psychic medium, I one time was standing in a store checking out. It was a beauty supply store. And the woman knew me because she had seen me for a reading. And then the other woman in the store heard that I was a psychic, and she came over and started praying over me. And I was very uncomfortable,
God.
And she was standing so close to me and just praying and praying. Really? And finally, another customer said, you know, leave her alone. So that was nice. And then, you know, then on the other hand, when I was flying to Houston this last weekend,
oh, yeah.
I was sitting on the plane, and the two people sitting next to me were evangelists. And
oh, God.
And the woman was saying, you know, have you accepted, you know, Jesus Christ as your Savior? And she was going on and on and on. She's a very sweet woman. And then she goes on
what?
For about
who
5 minutes.
Does
and then
that?
She,
who does that?
Well,
to a stranger. God.
Yeah, she pauses for a minute. She pauses and she said, what do you do? And I looked right at her and I said, well, I said, I'm a little afraid to tell you. I said, but I'm a psychic medium. And she was like, oh, that's so wonderful. Just like a complete opposite of what I was expecting. Shares Ooh. With me her experiences that she's had with the other side. So you just never know.
I know.
You know, Eric says you just be yourself. And he says the other thing that you have to remember is that if you just be true to yourself, especially, you know, any people who do this type of work, any kind of light work, any kind of energy work, psychic work, you might get somebody who is kind of nasty to you. But you don't know if what you've said to them a year later registers. You don't know.
See the
down
thought,
the
man.
Road.
Yeah, see the thought.
And absolutely. And so he said, you know, maybe you don't ever go back and give the information again or stick your foot in that pond again, so to speak. He said, but you really, when you walk away from a situation like that, you don't know what happens and if that did plant a seed. So it still may be helpful to people, even if it kind of went like shit hit the fan.
Yeah. That's true. So, Eric, what did
yeah.
you believe? What did you truly believe when you were alive?
He says it depends on the day. I'm sorry.
Most of the time, what were your beliefs?
Yeah, he believed that there was something better than this world.
I always
believed there was something better than this world.
Yep, and you were right.
But
better
he just,
for you.
You know, he just said. He said too. He remembered a lot longer than most kids do. The other side, so he said even into his like teenage years and stuff, he still had memories and flashes of stuff that he knew hadn't come from this lifetime. So he said, I always knew.
Wow, I had no idea. And was that
he said
information?
He did wonder though if there was hell. He did. He was not sure that there. You know. So he said, I wasn't sure if there was hell or not, but
yeah,
he was
when
sure
he
there was something
over,
more.
When he crossed over, he saw Aunt Denise and said, Denise, am I in hell? And she started laughing
yeah.
and saying, why? Because I'm here?
Yeah. Because he said, I was worried, you know, because
yeah.
that's what they say, you know, they used to believe when you would commit suicide
yeah.
that you go to hell.
Oh, gosh, how awful. Okay, well, any other advice, Eric, before we take calls?
Well, yeah, he says it's so very hard when you're confronted by a skeptic for anybody, no matter what
yeah.
you do, even if it's not in this arena. He said whenever somebody is critical or skeptical of the work you do, he said it's okay. He said let yourself feel bad about it, but set a time limit on how long you'll carry that with you. And then remind yourself that that has way more to do with the person than it does with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well done, Eric. All right. Shout out again to liveparanormal.com and producer Rob, who saved us today. So let's take somebody from the 586 area code. Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Who are we talking to?
This is Ishan from Michigan.
What's your first name?
Ishan.
Oh, okay. Hi. So you have any questions for Eric?
Yeah. Lately, I've been seeing, like, when I close my eyes, I see, like, it's like stuff going on, and I don't know what it is. So I'm just curious to know what it is and how I can see, you know, see it clearly.
Yeah. Well, what do you see when you close your eyes? Oh, no, it's okay. I'll let Eric take it.
Okay.
Motion. He says, like, motion, like activity.
Yeah.
Movement. You see. He says what this is that it's on, like, your spirit team.
Working
and you're catching glimpses of them. Are you actually catching glimpses of faces?
Yeah, you know, not really. It's more like I'm just watching, like, people doing stuff and nobody's, like, looking at me. Yeah.
Yeah, so what Eric is saying is that it's, like, work on the faces. Work on focusing on the faces. Now, he says you're not going to recognize them as people that you know here because they're just connected in your soul family. They weren't necessarily here. These are, like, your guides doing work. So you need to work on your third eye chakra. It's between your forehead, you know, in your forehead, like on your forehead between your eyes. It's purple,
okay.
The color purple associated with it. You need to work on opening that up and asking, you know, show me the faces. And then don't get frustrated. Just accept whatever comes. Don't dismiss it. You're not crazy. And you can ask them. Eric says right now they're helping with healing, with pain in your body.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Cause it's just weird. It's just like, I'll close my eyes and I might see like people running around or just like people, you know, doing stuff. And it's like, what is that going on?
Well,
do you have any pain, emotional or physical?
Sorry.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I don't know what's going on doing this dance.
Am I having any pain, emotional or physical?
Yes.
Yeah, some emotional pain that I'm trying to get over.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's what they're working on.
All right. So, yeah, and ask for names. Ask for a couple of names. These are some of your guides that are right now, like I said, they're helping with the pain that's in your body.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All righty. Let's take somebody from the 479 area code. Hey, what's up?
Hey, it's me again.
Who's me again?
Smith.
Oh,
how are you?
I'm doing good.
Thank you.
Wait, give us a progress report, girl.
I am doing very well, very, very well.
Yeah, you got fixed up with my Ryan Adragna, for one thing, right? And he did miracles.
You know, I got the I that was fantastic.
Oh,
I was able to see those he brought in to work on my chakras.
Oh,
and
wow.
I got advice from them. And it will bring me to tears to tell about it. But that was great. I got the numerology report.
Great.
And I keep going over it. And I watched your video where you did the between life.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
So I'm saving up for that.
Okay.
And I was just listening to the radio show and I did talk to Eric before you started and had some questions for me. So I already presented the questions to Eric on different areas of my life.
Did you get a response?
Like,
did you get a response from him? Did you get a response from him?
He's waiting, I guess, to say through this since you took my call. I guess he's wanting to share it with everyone.
All right. So what question do you want to take on first? Oh, which is only one question per customer. I forgot. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yes,
what's the most important question?
Eric, which is the most important question I put to you that's to be addressed right now?
The second one.
Yeah.
The second question that you put to him is the most important.
Rita, what was that one?
You want me to remember? let's see, one was the body, one was my, I don't remember what I put to him.
He said the question, the answer will clear a block. It'll clear a block from you. He said that's what you've been working on, is clearing blocks. And so this will help clear a block. And I apologize. I'm not going to be able to get the question word for word without actually hearing the question from you.
Okay. Let's see. I asked, I'm dealing with healing the body. I'm dealing with life choice. What should I do in my life? And I think I also came up with about my mother's dementia. And
no,
also,
it's about healing your body.
Oh.
Healing your body. Yeah.
Well, oh, yes. What do I address? What do I take out of my, process, or what do I add to my process about the body?
Okay. Yeah, because then you'll be better able to figure out what you're supposed to do with life.
Yes, exactly. He says this is the most important, because once you get this handled, the rest of it you'll just have the answers for. They'll just kind of come to you. This is creating a block. He says you got to look at your diet. You got to look at your nutrition. He says there's something like a little bit lacking in there. It's creating an energy deficiency. It's like check your iron, your magnesium, your D and your B.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. Yes, I'm always on the run and grabbing just anything and not really a great diet for my body. So, could I ask a question? Does the kratom or kratom cause any difficulties in my body, or is it really helping me as much as I feel it is?
Yeah,
so
no, it's helping
the pain.
He says, I hate the word diet. Eric says, I hate the word diet. He said, I hate the word diet. You've got to increase your nutrition. We think diet, we think weight loss. You've just got to increase the nutrients that you're putting in.
Increase my correct nutrients. All right.
Yes.
Maybe eventually it's covered by insurance. I don't know. You just visit with a nutritionist or maybe an alternative medicine nutritionist. I don't know. What do I know?
Well, I have a great health store here in this town, and it's run by a family.
Yeah, good.
The father was a medicine man in a past life, and all his children have been raised in a great, healthy manner, so I can go there. Thank you very much.
You bet, Rita.
Thank
you. Talk to you next time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let me see here. Let's take somebody from the 910 area code.
Hello.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good. How are y'all?
Good. Who are we talking
to? Amber from North Carolina. How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Amber?
Good. I just have a quick question for y'all to get out of y'all's way. My father has been working for Duke Energy here in North Carolina for years. Here's recently a lot of people's been like losing their jobs and stuff, and he's real worried about it. And I was just wondering if like Eric had like any input or like anything I could tell him to like kind of soothe them, because it's a stressful time for my family.
So what Eric is saying is for him to watch how much energy he's putting into worrying about this. Okay. We do have the ability to manifest and to call things to us. And he says, your dad has the potential to get so worried about it that it starts to actually make him feel physically not well. Then you're missing work because you don't feel well. And so he says, watch how much he focuses on this. He will be fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Eric says your dad will be fine.
I heard you need to write things down, law of attraction wise. Like he can write a check for the amount that you want.
Yeah, well, me and my husband
just
do that.
Just put it,
but,
yeah, just like, oh, I want $1 million, whatever, you put it out there. Or you put a, you know, something down like, I love my job. It's my forever job. I'm so much grateful. I'm so appreciative of my job. So it's, that, you know, that helps. And they say that 17 minutes a day is what you need to do to spend time focusing on such thoughts so that you can create.
And I know that's true. Me and my husband do it all the time.
Good.
My
awesome.
Dad, I couldn't talk him into doing that for nothing. He's a Southern Baptist
stubborn
deacon.
Oh,
yeah,
well.
Eric just said, man, he's stubborn.
You can lead and to the water, but. All right, well, thank you, Emma, for calling in.
That's what we were talking about tonight.
Yeah,
but thank y'all so much. And I
you
love
you, darling.
Every one of y'all.
Love you,
all right,
bye-bye. Bye. Oh, she had a passel of kids there, didn't she? It sounded like it. Hey, do you know what a bunch of rhinos is called, people? Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Oh, I got rid of Jennifer accidentally. Jennifer, you there?
No, I'm here.
Oh, I messed up. You know what a bunch of rhinos are called?
Can you hear
me? Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah.
Anybody, Jennifer, what is a bunch of rhinos called? What are a bunch? Is a bunch, whatever.
I don't know. I know what a bunch of crows is called.
I know, that's so cool. What is it, Jennifer? Tell me.
A bunch of crows is a murder. A murder of crows.
I know. A murder of crows.
What was the rhinos? A crash?
A crash. A crash of rhinos. That's weird.
Oh, a crash.
Anyway, that's your lesson for today. Oh, there will cool. be a pop quiz later, so bone up, people.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to somebody from the 614 area code. Hi there. What's up?
Is that me?
Yeah.
No, that's
Hello?
Somebody entirely different. No, I'm just kidding with you. No, it's you, girl. What's you got? What's your name and where are you from?
Janine. I'm from Western Australia. I got up really early to listen to you.
Oh, my God. Thank God I took your call. Oh, Jesus. Okay. What you got for
wow.
everyone?
I can't believe I'm on the air. What I would like to know is, am I imagining Eric? Or how
no.
much my imagining is
no,
and how much is really him?
Yeah, he says, "Hell no, you're not imagining me. I'm there. You're not." He says, "You're never imagining me. It's never your imagination. It's always me." That's what we have to understand. He says, "If humans could just understand that when you get a visit from the other side, whoever it is." Our instinct is to say, no, it's my imagination, it's my wishful thinking. And he said, just trust it. Just believe it's us. He said, it's
always me. Well, why are you pestering her? Eric, why are you hanging out with her, pestering her, whatever you're doing? Giving her signs? What's up there?
He says, she needs me. She needs this. She's. He says, you're going through an awakening.
Wow.
It's going on every level. And
yep.
So it really is him who plays
yeah.
whatever music he wants to play in my car.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy, yes. yeah. Oh, he does that a lot, girl, a lot.
Yeah. So
he is how long is he going to stay with me?
He'll stay with you forever if you want, for as long as you're here. He said, this is my job. This is what I do. I visit all of you.
Hey,
he's
be careful
so
what you wish
fun.
For. Oh, he is fun.
He's kind to me. He's very kind to me.
Yeah.
And I've learned a
yeah.
lot from him because I've learned all the videos. I learned something from every video. And I've done a lot of past life regression. And watching Elise do her past life regression sort of validate, like you validate me. Like I've never been disconnected from spirit, exactly like what Eric said before.
Wow.
I never forgot. I never forgot. I always knew it was there.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're
he
so
is
lucky,
very
girl.
Sweet to you. He's very sweet to you because when you said that he's helped you a lot, he said to me, well, she helped me by allowing me to do the work that I'm supposed to do.
So he is quite sweet to you. And so thank you. He said this is the work I'm supposed to be doing, and it makes it much easier when you all recognize that I'm there instead of pretending I'm not or pretending that you're crazy. He said it makes it a lot easier to do my job.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Charlie makes my life so fun, and I so enjoy his company. And I've learned to love Elise. And I wanted this – I'll finish now, but I wanted to say to Elise, what helps someone like me – like I'm a math teacher. I live a very practical life, but I have this awareness of spirit that I balance, that I've learned to keep to myself. And so I'm used to hard-headed realists. And the fact is I've disconnected the hard-headed realist from who I am. But you, because you are a hard-headed realist, hardwired, for you to acknowledge it bridges the two for me. So thank you very much. Thank you, all of you. And God bless you, Eric. I'm having such a great time. And I'm going to keep
wait. Don't leave. Don't leave. I want to ask Eric, do you have a message for her about where she is in her path or any message that you think is very significant for her to hear right now? And are you crushing on her? Are you crushing on her?
Absolutely.
I knew it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No, that's the bit I didn't want to mention because I crushing on him and it's 51 years old. I have a son older than he was when he died.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, he says it's absolutely perfect, he says.
I knew it.
So
knew
really,
it. Felt it.
Yeah, absolutely. The chemistry is intense between the two of you.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
No, he just says you're doing a great job. He does say at some point you will be a little bit more outside of your comfort zone as far as what you do share with others. He said that will start to open up. He says he's kind of going to push you in that direction a little bit. Only as much as what you're comfortable with, though. Or
As long as Eric is with me, I'm fine. And I am willing to share. I got you talking today about rejection. When I was in my 20s, I was very open and I had clients and stuff. And then I did it for free. I just had people who would come to my house and have a session with me, you know. And then a whole gang of people got joined against me. And so I just went underground. I had to raise kids and work on my marriage and all that normal stuff, but... you are affirming to me. So thank you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. Hey, listen.
I sent you a...
What, Betty?
Oh, I sent you a request to be on a blog member. So I don't know if you got it or not.
I have to jump in here real quick because the way that I work, I will get physical feelings, you know, from the other side. So...
when
I'm working with Eric, and I feel attracted to you. I'm like, Eric,
oh my God, that was a bit. You cannot deny.
It's hilarious. Yeah. I'm like, I'm getting warm.
did they have a romantic relationship in their other life? Eric.
Pardon?
When he was in middle school, his math teacher, Miss Lane, told him point blank, "You are stupid. You are stupid." And so, math teachers, you are finally a math teacher he can adore. Thank God.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometime in private, I'll tell you what happened on my lawn.
Okay, we'll talk, girl. We'll talk. We'll get in touch. All righty then.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet.
I'm flustered. I need a second.
Eric, I'm not hanging up. Thank you. I'm not hanging up because I'm listening on my phone.
Okay. All right. Later, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
How are we doing on time? Oh, yeah. All right. So we're doing good. So let's take one from the 414 area code. Hi there.
Hi, Lisa. This is Aaron from Arizona.
Hey, Aaron. How you doing?
Well, good. Thanks for inviting me to your party. Sorry I couldn't make it.
Oh, no. I know. It's okay. Next time.
I'm, I like your discussion on skepticism. I'm sure they'd love to rename your show Imagining Eric.
Oh, I know, yeah. I know. Delusional Imagination of Eric, that's what they'll do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, alongside of your phenomenon for the past 8 years or 9 years, along with skeptics in the UFO disclosure kind of movement that I'm involved mm-hmm. in, it's a small community. We have skeptics, of course. We have experiencers. And we have kind of like that lady who called from Australia, who's kind of like an experiencer of Eric. We have people who are experiencers of UFO phenomenon. And then we have these people that come in that we call disinformation, where they'll mix in truth with non-reality, and they'll try to mess it all up and try to make us look like fools. So I'm sure you experienced that somehow. Well, I don't know why, but currently for about the past 2 years, there's one individual who has a show on the internet who claims that there are these creatures out there that he has no proof of. He's made up an entire, almost like a comic book series, and nobody has any proof of this person's experiences. I personally have UFO experiences and have zero proof other than maybe a witness or two here and there, but no photographs, no videos. So I kind of, I'm open to hear people's stories about mediumship, about UFO experiences. And I happen to believe a lot of it and have for a very long time. So is this, I don't know if Eric knows this person's name. I don't know if I should name him, but in our little community of UFO disclosure, he's really messed things up, and he's trying to trademark certain terms right now. So people are not able to use those terms.
So what Eric is saying is, don't, number one, don't name him. He said that's not necessary because he knows who he is. What this person is doing, this is ego. This is ego-driven. He is trying to make himself more important by doing this. It's all about ego. It's all about attention, money. So he says eventually, Eric says eventually that will implode on him. It's all ego-driven because there'll be nobody else to back up what he's saying. And eventually it just kind of fades out. What he's trying to do is not going to work.
Yeah, we're on top of it. Thank you, Eric. We're basically fighting back. He tried to trademark a whole bunch of terms that have been in the UFO community for over a decade, and he's trying to silence
it. It's public domain. You can't trademark something that's public domain.
Correct, because he tried to send a cease and desist letter to another member of that same show so that he could make money on it.
Yeah, Eric just said this man thinks he's smarter than he actually is. Ego.
Okay, well, I appreciate the insight, you guys. I love your show, and I hope you had a great time last weekend at your house, Lisa.
Oh, so awesome, Aaron. Hey, listen, did you read what I think I put it in the post yesterday, but how there was this one person there, a woman, with long blonde hair, very tall, kind of hunched. I didn't see her, okay? Hunched in front of our fireplace. And that was Friday night, okay? And then she would get up and run her hand on the tops of furniture, and then she, poof, disappeared. So she never came back. And Luca,
never came
my
back.
Son, who raised everything, said she wasn't, there was nobody like that on the registration. And Eric says that she was an observer, a tall, gray observer. If I have, God, I'm scared. I'm scared.
No, don't be scared.
I don't want one of those, poof.
Eric just said you don't need to
be scared.
Bed,
you know? Oh, God.
No,
you don't need
don't
to
be scared.
Scared
of them.
Well, look, if I see, like, a tall gray, a small gray, you know, if I wake up and there's one by my bedside, I am going to freak out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah, you will.
One of the experiencers here in Arizona has killed them with a sword, he claims, to still have the body, and sent out skin samples. So the little grays can be kind of like they kind of like to mess with you and do nasty things. So you might be okay in kicking their ass, Elisa.
Yeah,
some
I'm gonna kill them. Dang. Maybe it's like Mars Attack. You had to play that the country music. Some song by God, I can't remember, Hank Williams or something, that makes your brains explode. I'm gonna stick with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye, ladies.
Bye. Okie dokie. Let's see. Got somebody from the 413 area code. Hello. See, we had 414 last time, Aaron, and now we have 413. Who are we speaking with? Or, excuse me, with whom are we speaking? I don't want to get the grammar police up my ass. Are you there?
Eric, you little shithead. You're so... I love you. He's fucking loose. He's fucking loose.
No, they're not there.
Who are we talking to? 413 area code. Are you there?
Totally.
Hello?
100%.
Hello? Hey, I think they're not. They don't realize they're on. 413.
No, Eric is messing with them.
Oh
yeah.
My God, Eric! Hello,
yeah.
Anybody home? 413 area code.
Nope.
Oh no. Okay, I'll try them later. Oh. All right. Let me see here. Who we got next? We have somebody from the 610 area code. Hello.
Oh, my God. It's us.
Oh, my God. You startled me. You startled me. Come on.
Can you hear us?
Yes. No.
Can you hear us?
Like, yes, we can hear you. How you doing?
So this is Heather from Pennsylvania.
Heather. Oh, my God. Heather, how are you?
So I'm going to put Jess, who is my 14-year-old daughter, on. And, oh, my God, but I'm going to give you the biggest, biggest hug from one mom to another. I just love you.
Oh, I love you, too.
Okay. Here's Jesse. Hi.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Hey, so you know about Eric, I guess?
Yeah. I don't have a specific question, but he can just tell me, you know, whatever he thinks he can tell me. I have been watching your channel a lot and really, I guess, looking up to Eric.
Yeah, so he says that, you know, stuff is going to start opening up for you on the other side. You know, you're going to start getting information. He says it's important for you to remember that if you get information that you don't want, that you can set parameters, okay?
Well, what do you mean? Eric?
Yes, I personally, Jennifer, do not like information about death. So I have said I do not want to know about people's passing and people's deaths. I do not like when they show up from the other side and I can physically see them. So I say, you know, that kind of scares me because you come in a different way. So what Eric is saying for you is as you get more and more into this, especially because of your age, you're much, much more open. So he says, just remember, if stuff starts happening that kind of frightens you a little bit, you just say, hey, you know, I see that you're coming in this way and you're showing up in my room and it freaks me out because you come in a different way. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important for you to remember.
Can you be proactive and say, right now, hello, everybody. Don't freak me out, okay? I don't want to wake up and there's your ass
standing
2 inches away from my face going, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can be proactive. Good.
Yes, you can. And he says it's also a good idea for you. Have you already started having experiences and getting information and getting a sense of things quite there? Okay. So get some stones, too. Get, like, some black tourmaline, for protection, just to, as a protective stone. And, all right, what is it? Tiger's eye is the other thing that he says.
Now, what does that mean?
And then just, it's grounding. Protection is the tourmaline, and the tiger's eye is grounding. So he says, get those stones and sleep with them under your pillow, because he says you're also going to be doing some astral traveling. And so if you, he says, if you get the sleep paralysis where you wake up and you can kind of like see and you can kind of hear, but you can't move or speak or anything, he said, don't worry, that'll pass quickly.
It's like you're not totally back in your body.
Yep.
Any other messages for her? Anything about her, her spiritual purpose, anything like that?
No, he just says she's pretty cool. He's like, she's pretty cool. And he's like, it's okay if, you know, it's okay if like people your age right now don't think so. Because he's like, she's pretty badass.
Woo! Badass, so awesome. And Eric thinks you're badass. You're badass. That's awesome. All right.
Yes.
Heather, bring that darling back on our show anytime you want, girl.
Thank you so much. And we are expecting Eric to visit us and then let us know somehow that it's him. Jesse really hopes that, like, he'll play her guitar or something like that.
So here's what I'll tell you. Is he said, just you'll know when I come around, but he does not like to do what's expected of him. So he's like,
dance, monkey boy, dance.
Yeah, yes. So you'll know because he'll let you know that he's around. So when it pops in your head, like, oh, that was Eric, you just trust that because he doesn't like to be you know, he likes to do the unexpected. He doesn't like to be predictable. So,
well,
yeah.
Expectations, everything is energy, even thoughts, okay? Love, whatever, matter. And expectations is a very dense energy. It's really hard for these high vibrational beings to get through it. Watch Raylene's YouTube on my channel about dowsing rods. And you can use dowsing rods to talk to Eric, yes and no, and give him a hug and play hide and seek. It's really cool. So do that.
Wow.
And you can sense of his energy more. Just watch that. It's pretty cool. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for including us in your show. We love you guys. It's so much so exciting to be a part of the Channeling Eric family. And you guys hang up.
Definitely.
Because we'll keep listening.
All right, darling.
Love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye,
love
guys.
You. Bye. Oh, what a sweet little girl and her mom. All right, we're going to do one more, and we're going to try this one from the 413 area. Hello, are you there?
There was
nothing.
No, there was none.
Anybody home?
She's like, oh, yeah, I guess we're going to
pick
up now.
Hello?
I mean, this was clearly an intentionally pressed button, and there was no pickup.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hello, anybody home?
I appreciate it.
Hello, 413 area code, you're on.
My God. Hello?
Hello, oh my God, finally! We've been trying to get in touch with you, girl. What are you doing?
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, we've been eavesdropping on your whole conversation.
Lisa, wait, you didn't hear us talk? I'm here with my friend, you didn't hear us talking? The first time?
I know all about what you guys are saying. But we have to be quick because I'm going to run into the other show. So you have a quick question for Eric?
Wait, Elisa, this is Olivia.
Olivia! Oh, my God.
I didn't try to call in, though. I just started listening. I wasn't trying to call in.
Oh, hey, Olivia. Hey.
Oh, my God. It's like Eric is totally messing with me right now, like messing with us right now.
He was saying when we picked up the first time, I'm like, Eric's totally messing with them.
Yeah, that's right. You'll listen. He's messing with you. That's awesome. Olivia, I missed
you. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, okay, so I tried to ask him for general advice, like, at the end of the event, and then Jennifer and I had, like, that huge misunderstanding.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
I just want to give Eric the floor, but I meant, if he had anything to say to me.
Yeah, Eric, what do you got for our girl?
Yeah.
Hit me with your best job, bro.
what he said, what he's just saying right now is that you are an explorer and you are not meant to stay in one place for very long.
Yeah, she's coming to you. Okay. She's coming to
you. You have that energy where you've got to constantly be doing new things, learning new things, going new places. He said that's very, very important for you and your energy and what you're here to do this time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I believe that. I feel that.
Yep.
All right, Eric, I love you. I'm so proud of you. Olivia, I miss you.
I love you, too.
I miss you guys. I love you guys. Thank you.
All right, sweetie. And all right, everybody, thanks for such a wonderful show. Check out Jennifer at psychicmediumjenniferdoran.com. That's Psychic Medium. And then Jennifer, like it's usually spelled, and then DORAN.com. And stay tuned next Thursday. Love you all. Bye bye.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you too.